And welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, the teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Labels, where we're talking about how God calls us to live a life above labels. We looked at Luke chapter 18, and we looked at the story of the rich young ruler. Let me read a little bit of it to you. It says, "And a ruler asked him, 'Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. Well, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother.' And he said, 'All these I have kept from my youth.' But Jesus heard this, and he said to him, 'Well, one thing you still lack. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me.' But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich." It's an interesting story. It was covered in three of the Gospels, and they all have couple, you know, different nuances and details. It says this man in the other Gospels came up and fell down, you know, on his knees in front of him. Notice the man is a ruler, probably a synagogue ruler, meaning he's risen up the ranks of his church, if you will, and he's now in charge of the synagogue, in charge of his little community, and the way that they follow God through the Jewish rules and rituals and laws. But it was the religious elite people like him who were most likely to reject Jesus, the people who were trying to trap him in his words. And this is the guy who's going against the grain. He's going towards the Lord. More so, he goes there and he wants to know, you know, what it takes to inherit eternal life. Isn't this a question that, you know, we all ask? Deep down, we all want to know, you know, am I going to heaven? Am I good enough? This guy's asking a question that I think we all want to know. But he sees that Jesus is a religious person. He sees that Jesus is some kind of a rabbi, maybe a miracle worker, and probably from God. And so he's going up to him and saying, "Hey, good teacher," and hoping that Jesus will have the answer. And when Jesus tells him, "Well, you know the laws," he quotes to him several of the Ten Commandments. He doesn't start with the commandments about, you know, that have only one God, no other idols, or maybe it's just assumed that he's a synagogue ruler. He's going to follow those. He tells him all of the things that, you know, how we treat each other. Don't lie, you know, murder, steal, that kind of stuff. And the guy says, "Well, I've done all that." There are two fundamental issues that this guy has wrong immediately. The first one is he calls Jesus a good teacher. He's bringing Jesus down to the level of a man. And Jesus is saying, "Look, there's only one who's good, and that's God." So he's basically saying, "Do you recognize me? Do you really know who I am?" And so the guy, you know, he doesn't pick up on that. And then the second flaw this guy had was he believed that he could earn salvation by his behavior if he kept the laws. And he believed that he had done it, that he actually was righteous. And, you know, that self-righteousness is a problem for all of us, that, you know, we tend to justify our behaviors. So we see all these things, and you know, these are pretty easy to pick up on. This is what's interesting, though. This guy is coming to Jesus and coming to him genuinely saying, "Hey, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" This seems like low-hanging fruit, Jesus. Like, how can you not get this guy? Instead, Jesus turns around, looks him in the eye, and says, "Hey, you know, all right, since you want to be perfect, go sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me." I mean, this is astounding. And it tells me that Jesus isn't about trying to lower the bar. I don't think he's interested in lowering the bar low enough that we can jump over it. He has a desire for our hearts. He wants our hearts to not compete with anything else, that he wants to be the center, you know, center part of who we are, of what we want. And he's asking this guy, "Look, I'm not competing with your money and your status. If you want me, come follow me. You want to be perfect? Love God, love people. Then sacrifice the money that you have, that God has given you. Love God. And then turn around and give it to the poor. Love the people." And this guy turns around and walks. This is the saddest part of the story, is the guy just walks away. He leaves sad. You know what? I think as difficult as it is to read it, there's a reality for us that the Lord doesn't want to compete with our stuff. We struggle sometimes to follow the Lord in things. We struggle because we think, "Oh, people are going to ridicule us. Oh, I need security." We do these things. We have the same battle going on in us. Father, I pray that you help us in these battles. Help us to lean into you and to trust you, to follow you with all of our heart. God, help make us aware of those times in our life when you're asking us to do something that we just refuse because we have something like this rich young ruler in our life that we want to hang on to, whether it's our status, our money, our time, whatever it is. God, help us to see it and see it clearly. And to literally follow you, to desire to come to you and be close to you rather than worry about these other things that distract us from you, Lord. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, take a second before you move on to your next thing today and think about the ways that Jesus might be challenging you. Till next time, God bless.